This is your Classic Hits Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And while it may be a week of mourning for John and I after Port Adelaide not making it to the grand final this week, we'll focus on the horse racing instead of the football. I'm joined this morning by John Letts. How are you this morning, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Very, very emotional for us last week, not only getting beat, but I think one of the emotional things that came out of the game last weekend was Brad Ebert. I really felt emotional the way that, you know, that lad's put his heart and soul into the team. And it was very sad to see him leave the Oval like that. But he's one of the guys, and, you know, we talk about it a lot of times about some of the courageous footballers, but not always does it have to be on the Oval, does it? Because we've got, like, Brad Ebert, Russell Ebert does a lot of work behind the scenes, Jimmy Steins, Neil Danaher, and Chris McDermott, Little Heroes. Guys like that, they do need the recognition, don't they? Just don't forget them. And I don't think Port Adelaide will ever forget Brad Ebert, what he did for the team.
And I think you got to respect the fact as well that... you know, after another concussion, he's decided to pull the pin instead of putting himself at risk and continuing to play.
I think it's a great thing that he's done because, I mean, he's a great player. He's a courageous player. Sometimes I get, watching the footy, I get a little bit angry because, you know, some of these commentators, they say, oh, what courage, he went straight in there, put his head down and went in. I thought, if he's got an injury, I don't think you'd be saying that, mate, because over the years, we've had some serious injuries and Neil Sachs was one of them. And, He went in and was a courageous player, but with a serious injury that Neil got, and I knew Neil very well. But, I mean, sometimes there is times when you do have to just think about yourself a little bit. But the game's very important to these boys. They love it, and that's why they do it. So, you know, what can we tell them? Because, you know, if you said to me, well, don't go out there and try to win that race, well, it'd be just like saying don't go out there, wouldn't it?
Speaking of races, John, one thing I did want to bring up this morning was the debacle with the Cox Plate in Victoria. Yes. They were going to allow up to 1,000 people to attend, and after a bit of backlash, understandably, they reversed that decision. What are your thoughts?
I think, Jordan, it's the best way to go. It's one race, one year. The Cox Plate will be round. It's been round forever now. It's a life. It's a part of our life. The Cox Plate and the Melbourne Cup is part of the Australian folklore. 1 year is not going to make a difference. I mean, we could have had the situation where it was called off because of weather, but this is a more serious postponement of the people going in, isn't it, a restriction?
For sure, and I guess there's a lot of people, I guess, the backlash came mainly because they've been in lockdown for so long, and then the first event to be opened up is a horse race for 1,000 people.
That's sad. That's sad. That's sad. But I mean, think of the health wise, which we must. And something that would have brought that home to a lot of people last night. I was watching television last night, and there was a gentleman who's just come out of hospital. And you know, this COVID virus, people aren't taking this as serious what they should.
No.
This COVID virus, this gentleman's going to be on oxygen the rest of his life, and he's been on it 7 months already. So, I mean, this is not something funny like the flu we're going to get over in a couple of weeks or a few weeks. We've got to start thinking of the future, our futures. I mean, I just felt so sorry for him. They took him off on a stretcher, took him out on a stretcher from the hospital, said he'll be on oxygen the rest of his life, and he's been on it 7 months already. So, I mean, his life's over as far as socialising or anything, isn't it?
Yeah, and you got to really think about your future. We don't know what the long-term effects of this virus is, and it does affect everyone differently. And so you want to, you know, give yourself the best chance of a good life and just avoid it completely.
Yeah, and get on with your life. And as you say, have a good life. Just on the cups, the Melbourne Cup and the Cox Plate, the VRC, the Victorian Racing Club, the Melbourne Cup for 2021 has just been finished and was delivered to the Victorian Racing Club yesterday for next year. So we have a new one every year, Jordan, if you didn't know that. It's valued at $250,000, and it was handed over to the Victorian Racing Club yesterday. So the new one is ready to go next year. We can't call it the old one because it's a new one as well, but it's ready to be won in a couple of weeks' time. They always get it every year, about a year and 2 weeks before the new Melbourne Cup comes in, before the old one, we actually give that away to the owners. Now, something else I wanted to bring up with you this week too, Jordan, I think you'll agree with me. Registration labels on cars. I've put this up before on the program. Now, there's a lot of people got fined for so much. I think it's there's something like so many million dollars is going into the government coffers because, I mean, what's wrong with having the discs on? We followed the Western Australian pattern when we did that years ago, and it's never been popular. And I've still got my old rego on my car, registration disc on the top. So, I mean, people say, oh, well, look, you put it on your app and you put it on here. Look, I'm not computer savvy. And then I wouldn't have a clue where it would come up on there, but I could always look at my registration disc and see if it was on there and knew when it was due. So, you know, for the government, any of the police listening this morning, do us a favour and actually get their registration disc back again.
I think this may show my age, but I'm not quite sure what a registration disc is.
No, well, it's like a little disc with a number on it. It's from 1 to 12. So it's stuck up on the left-hand side of the top of your window
right,
in your
of course.
Car,
yep,
or
yep.
the bottom. Yep, and you had a look at that and say, oh, it's say now we're into the 10th month. It runs out on the 11th month. But if you're waiting for it now, well, if you're not computer savvy like me, I've got a mobile phone, but I only ring out or they ring in. I get messages on here, but I wouldn't have a clue what they are. My wife looks them up, and I don't take half the time. I don't take any notice of them anyway. But I think that it's nothing to bring that back, and it cost the Labor government brought it in, and it cost millions of dollars to bring it in. So, but anyway, we won't talk about the opposition because every time I see that Albanese and that Koutsantonis on TV, I say power because I switch it off. I don't want to listen to them. But I tell you one thing, I want to do is start checking their facts a little bit too because when the Olympic Dam, the first time that was scrapped by BHP, the Labor government were in, and that was in 2012. Now they're having a crack at. I heard them having a crack at Liberal government the other day, and saying that they've lost the Olympic Dam contract. But I'll tell you something about that. BHP, it's not 50% will be growing in the existing mine, which is already one of the biggest in the world. Over the next 2 years, we'll spend $1.5 billion, this is BHP, and employ 1,500 people. They're upgrading their processing facilities. It's disappointing the big 50% expansion isn't happening in the next few years, Jordan, but the copper's in the ground, and so it will happen. It will come out. I spoke to my good friend yesterday, Dan Van Hollegan, and Dan has assured me that will happen, and we are looking forward to that. It might take a year or two, but when you sit back and look, Jordan, I mean, a year or two is not going to take that long to go because with this virus, there's a lot of things that won't be happening, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. And I've spoken a lot over the last couple of days on air about the Olympic Dam expansion or not expanding. And even had a chat with BHP yesterday morning. And I guess the feel is that while, you know, it's not a big, huge development that's going ahead with the expansion, BHP, they're still going along, they're still going steady, they're still stable, which is the main thing and the important thing.
Yeah, well, they haven't lost interest in us. That's our main thing. Mm. And then the tourism, we'll have 1,500 people will be employed there over the next couple of years. So that's a step in the right direction. Now, Brendan, Jordan, what's your thoughts on tourism? You know, they're trying to get people to come here from. But why don't we, as a state, and we're pretty COVID-free, why don't we support our own tourism? I've been fortunate lately to go to places like Port Augusta, up the Flinders, to Kangaroo Island, down the southeast, over the... We've got fantastic tourism. Don't worry about going to New Zealand and bringing something back with you. Support your own state.
I've got a vested interest because, you know, living in the regions, I encourage everyone to come out here and enjoy what we have to offer. And going by the last school holidays, I spoke with the SA Tourism Commission, and apparently South Australians were out in droves booking out caravan parks and whatnot, enjoying the state. So tourism has really been one of the keystones for South Australia's economy since COVID broke out, and you know, South Australia's been in a pretty good position with the virus that we are able to get out travelling again throughout the state.
Yeah, well, that's great. You know, our locals have to do something as well because, I mean, I look at it this way. If we did have COVID here, I don't think the Victorians would be wanting to come over here or any of them, but they're looking for a safe haven, and, okay, if they want to spend their money, but our state, we've got enough people here, we can support our own state, and there's so many good things there. I mean, if you go up around your way, up around Port Augusta and Pirie, and have a look at the Sturt Tea when they're in bloom. Isn't it magnificent? Mm. It's just beautiful. I mean, I've seen lots of photos and I've been there in person, but it is just a great part of the country. I mean, you look at and think, oh, Port Augusta's dry or Port Pirie's dry, but it is beautiful when you get up in the
it's
right
definitely not dry today. We're getting a bit of storms.
Well, hey, that's what I was going to bring up. They tell me that tomorrow night, that if there's lightning up in Brisbane, that they could call the game, delay the game. Well, what if the lightning was there for a couple of hours? Would the game be completely called?
Well, I guess they'd have to reschedule it, I don't know if that's ever happened before with the AFL, but it should be interesting.
No, well, a friend of mine actually, he's up there to watch it. He's a Richmond supporter, and he actually paid $420 for a ticket. So how would he get on if they put it back a week? I mean, he's up for the airfare. He's up
and the
for
hotel.
The, so he's up for a lot of money, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway,
Well, we are running out of time a bit, so I think we should head to the races. What are you looking at this weekend?
Okay, just one more. Congratulations to Lachie Neal. Congratulations for the Brownlow.
Fantastic. Oh, yes, South Australian footy player playing for Brisbane, of course, picking up the Brownlow.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll go to Northville and we'll go through this pretty quick. Well, there's not many horses I've picked this week at good odds either at Jordan, because there are a lot of them are, you know, not in the favourite bracket, but they're just outside of that. In race one at Northville, I like number two, Renegade. Race two, I like number three, You Had Me At Hello. Race three, I'll put a Quinella in here. Number 11 and 13, one's $8, one's $4. Number 11, Nailey. And number 13, Ciardi. Race four, number eight, Exalted Traveller. I thought this would be about a 6-1 chance, but it's come up about $3.50. Race five, number nine, Fearless Vision. Race six, number four, Methane Missile from the southeast. Race seven, number five, I thought Miss J might have been better odds, but she's only a 5-1 chance, but it's each way bet. Race seven, number five. Race eight, number five, Trip, I think can win, but I think the danger is a horse, Oh Please Diana, which is about $5. Race 9, number 2, DiMaggio, and a Quinella with number 9, Hard Rock Girl, with about $4 each to 2 there. Mini Rally, race 1, number 6, Hampshire Street from the Phillip Stoke. It should win. It's going to be very short, though. Race 2, number... race 2, premeditated. Look, predetermined, sorry. It's a no-bet race. I'm just not going to have a bet in it. They all don't know anything about these horses. They haven't raced. Race 3, number 1, Velaquintia. Race 4, number 2, Esomenical. This is a horse from Port Augusta, was Port Augusta board trainer with Mick Huxtable, and he's got it. I thought this would be about 10-1 chance. It's come up nearly favourite in the paper. It was a terrific run the other day at Goldfield. Race 5, number 3, Sovereign Award. Race 6, number 6, Young Werther. Race 7, number 2, he's a little bit of odds, Kingswood Green, one of my favourites. Race 8, number 7, Sound, another one about $7. Look, in the Cox Plate, Jordan, I like the Quinella here. I like numbers 1 and 2. They're the oldest horses in the races, these couple, but they're about 14-1 and $21. That's Colding and Humidor. And in the last, race 10, I like number 1, Minhard. It's about $5.50. So we'll go quick. Race 1, number 2. Race 2, number 3. Race 3, number 11 and 13 in the Quinella. Race 4, number 8. Race 5, number 9. Race 6, number 4. Race 7, number 5. Race 8, number 5. Race 9, number 2, and 9 in the Quinella. Mooney Valley, race 1, number 2. Race 2, I don't like the race. Predetermined, I like. Race 3, number 1, Velaquintia. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 3. Race 6, number 6. Race 7, number 2. Race 8, number 7. Race 9, the Cox Plate, number 9 and 2. 1 and 2, sorry. 1 and 2. And race 10, I like number 1, Minhard. That's how I like them this weekend. Jordan, there's not very, very good prices amongst them, but if you win, you win. That's the main thing.
No worries. Well, John, we'll chat again next week. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Okay, we'll have plenty on the program again next week too, Jordan. Okay.
That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.